Thanks to Tivan Naidu from Active Payroll Malaysia, and before him, Marcus McNulty in Clitheroe, Gracie Cowan, and Debbie Gibson from Scotland. All pre-recorded for your listening pleasure and included on today's programme by studio manager Gaynor Cox. You can now access your fortnightly News Talk programme as a podcast via our website. If you have a smartphone, tablet or laptop, you can be listening to your programme from as early as 6 p.m. on Sunday, only hours after it's been recorded today. So, to get on the podcast, call Jim Wharton on 077-599-77534. You can leave a voicemail and Jim will get back to you, or access the British Wireless for the Blind Fund app. And talking of apps, a word of recommendation from one of our listeners, Mosey Wild. She says, I use the following app every single day that I go out on my own. In fact, I would not go out without it. It helps me navigate the way around the area in which I live. It locates streets, shops, schools, bus stops. In fact, everything from the northwest on the landscape is located with a sound. When connected to headphones, you can hear your environment as you walk around. It also has an audio beacon, which you can place on a marker. That's a place where you wish to go, and it will guide you to that place. It's a great app for not just the visually impaired, but for anyone to try. And it's on the Apple App Store and called Soundscape Community. But I'll give you the full address if you're ready. It's apps.apple.com/gb/app/soundscape-community, and here's the number at the end, /ID644-970-1760. So just listen back to that if you didn't get it first time. My name's Matthew James, look after yourself, and I wanted to say before we end a few words about Sandra Leatherbarrow, who sadly passed away this week unexpectedly. She was doing something she loved most, which was directing plays at Bolton Little Theatre, and it was during a rehearsal that she passed away, unfortunately. I knew Sandra over the years at Bolton Little Theatre from my time there, although we were never in a play together, unfortunately, and she's also a News Talk producer, and we've never been in each other's programmes, but we did cross our creative paths once on a golf course, because Sandra wanted to, 30 years ago, brush up on her game before she became a fully fledged member at Bolton Open Golf Club, which is a very prestigious club on Chorley New Road. And she said, do you mind just giving me a game and just taking me around the course and just reminding me of what I need to be doing right and wrong? And I'll tell you what, by the end of the 4 hours, she was telling me what to do, not the other way around. So if you play golf with anybody over 4 hours, you know whether you like them or not. And Sandra was one of my favourites, and I'm very sad this weekend. So look after yourself, and I hope you've enjoyed this fortnight's edition of News Talk. After the music that follows, there'll be a very special feature on a visually impaired social workshop, which will be described by Jim Wharton.